senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Thanks for listening, whether you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting app, crabdiving.com, whether you're listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or if you're one of our live listeners, hey, what's up?
Yay.
Thank you ever so much for listening. Thanks also for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a wee commish from Mr. Bezos.
Right.
Who we found out's making, what, how many million an hour?
Oh, all the millions.
Last year.
Yeah. I mean, if you grinded me up and sold me for pink slime, it wouldn't even equal 1 minute of his time.
So I think he'll be okay.
Yeah.
Financially.
Right. Unless it gets all French Revolution up in this bitch. Then I'm sorry, Jeff, we can't help you.
Right. Well, he'll be out on his boat in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, it's those revolutionary sharks.
It's a lovely Wednesday. It really is here in the Panhandle. Very nice today. Hope you're... I know in other parts of the country, I see Chicago got bitch slapped, didn't
shit,
it? Or there was one of those cyclones or something, the snow version of a hurricane.
The weather is so bad in Chicago that there's a big body of water there with no fucking sharks in it. Not even the sharks are like, go fuck yourselves. And listen, sharks, I got to tell you, there's good eating out there in the Midwest. It's a shame you can't, you know, nut up and go into a... Lake Michigan every now and again, but.
What is that noise, Shelby? Oh, she got the Kong toy.
Yeah.
And I think she might have already. That was the fastest Kong toy ever, but she knows there's this other treat sitting up here. She can smell it. She's going crazy.
Yay.
Let us jump right in and see what's going on in the old headlines. Commie pickle liberal, HuffPo.
You know, there's no sharks in the Great Lakes. Are you aware of that?
I am.
Yeah.
I mean, unless there's some kind of freshwater shark.
Oh, my God.
That's some little wee shark.
That sounds like a sci-fi horror movie, doesn't it? Like, you know, I don't know. Freshwater shark bait. Stupid.
The HuffPo headline says, Crude Confidential, meet the mastermind behind Utah's oil boom. Is there no bigger headlines?
No. Yeah.
There's shit going
know.
On. This is one of their kind of exposés.
Yeah.
Production in Utah's oil rich. Oh, how do you pronounce that? U-I-N-T-A. Uinta? Uinta Basin.
Uinta.
Is an all-time high in oil production. Texas oil man Jim Finley is credited with opening the floodgates. I'm sure he's a wonderful person.
Thanks, Jim.
I'm sure this is a very positive story.
Fucking story about these rich oil people. And meanwhile, there's genocide in Gaza. Oh, yes. Tell us how well the rich oil people are doing. What? Here's some news. Rich oil people are doing well.
I'll just read a little bit of it because... You know, he's a big asshole. God, shocker. A rich guy might be a big fucking asshole.
Nine!
Jim Finley is a bit of a ghost. Outside of oil industry circles, few people have probably never heard of the man, ever heard of the man. He rarely speaks in public. One exception was in October 2021 when Finley, the CEO of Texas-based Finley Resources, presented to a coalition of seven oil-producing counties in eastern Utah. Following his speech, coalition board members and staff applauded Finley for his investments in Utah's oil-rich Uinta Basin.
Good job!
And thanked him for making the time to speak.
Oh.
One person noted he's a particularly difficult man to get a hold of. Finley said, "Sometimes nobody knows where I am."
You got to get out the knee pads if you want Finley to show up.
The Texas oil man has played a key role in spearheading the kind of oil boom that has long evaded the remote basin. Oh. Just over a decade, has become one of the top producers in the Uinta and is now playing an outsized role in shaping Utah's energy future.
What? Who is?
Do we care?
I don't understand this. Is there anything special about these oil people? Are they? Is
no? They're rich motherfuckers, and arguably.
Is this like
some
the
of the
story?
Worst because they know how bad oil is?
Uinta, is that what is that? Is that Native American?
Uinta, probably. Yeah.
I mean, is that what this is? Is this an oil company owned by Native Americans or something? It's making shitloads of money. Just trying to
oil industry gas oil and gas industry players and longtime observers credited Finley for the basin's recent growth. Blah blah blah. A retired industry professional called Finley the puppet master of Utah energy policy. Okay, where's the shoe going to drop here on the HuffPo?
Puppet master.
It's a classic story of using other people's money, in this case, that of Utah taxpayers. Here we go.
Oh, good.
While leaving them stuck with the environmental and public health bill.
Oh,
of course,
I see.
That's the conservative Republican way.
There is no good angle. I thought maybe there was an angle to this that it would be positive or something. This is just oil fucking over people. Is that all this is?
Yeah, it sounds like he got taxpayers to help him get rich.
Oh, okay. Well, wow, what's creative about that?
You know, shocker. I mean,
geez, aren't these maggots paying Donald Trump's legal bills?
Somebody gave him $1 million. Did you see that? Some rich motherfucker.
What the fuck?
Gave Trump $1 million for his legal bill.
Well, you got 82 more? I mean, because he's got a long way to go with that. Okay. You know, there's the 83 million. What do you think he owes Elena Haba for representation?
No, who the hell knows?
Hey, Elena, he might not pay you. I'm just saying.
Here it is. U.S. News and World Report.
Yes.
Hotelier Robert Bigelow gave Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump $1 million for his legal fees and agreed to donate another $20 million to a pro-Trump outside group for campaign purposes.
Does Trump have pictures of you doing bad shit to someone?
They just have too much money. They have too much money.
Who would give... I'm trying to, as if I was an actor, if I'm playing the part of someone that's going to give Donald Trump $1 million, I'm trying to
get a drool cup.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out like what that would feel like. I mean, what? That's God. What's wrong with
God? You're giving a billionaire $1 million.
Yeah. That's insane.
For his legal fees. God, how embarrassing.
Go fuck yourself.
Fuck you, Bigelow.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what's going on over at the HuffPo. If you want to read about a shit stain of an oil baron in Utah, you can go ahead and head over to the HuffPo at the Drudge Report.
9!
Let's see if the Drudge has...
Do they get ratings and hits?
Who?
Drudge, are they still big?
Yeah, it's still like third or fourth or something.
Is it bigger than HuffPo or tiny?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let me see. Drudge readers.
They can read even?
Numbers.
There's people that look at Drudge that can read. Holy shit. That's amazing.
It still says the Drudge Report is worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
God, listen, guys, we've got a bunch of cum on a dress. That's it, right? That's essentially it. That was the secret sauce behind the Drudge Report, correct?
Yeah, he was a blogger, and then he had a friend.
Yes.
Linda Tripp?
Yes.
Who had a friend
famously
named Monica Lewinsky.
Linda Tripp, famously portrayed by the great John Goodman.
Right.
points, so hilariously.
Good. Yes.
And cruelly, well, but hilariously.
But in an honest
portrayed by John Goodman.
John Goodman is a serious actor. That was honest and real portrayal of Linda Tripp.
On Saturday Night Live.
I thought he did her so much justice.
Let's see. In December, the USA Today was the fastest growing of the 10 biggest news websites for the second month in a row.
Right.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. Where is the rankings, mofos? That's growth. I don't want growth. I want to look at the total visits.
Yeah. Jeez.
MSN, Google News.
Yeah.
CNN saw drops.
CNN! Oh, drops.
Oh, here we go. Top 50 news sites. New York Times, number one. CNN, Fox.
Oh, my God.
MSN, People is next.
Like People Magazine?
Yeah. Finance.yahoo.com.
Woo!
USA Today, News.google, New York Post, Daily Mail. What? Okay, let me see.
I get my news on Salon sometimes. Nobody goes to Salon?
Actually, neither Drudge nor HuffPo are in the top 25, so that's the only list I have here.
Jeez. God, the top, where do the maggots get their news?
Daily Mail's 10.
Daily Mail.
I don't see any crazy. Well, The Sun, but that's more of a shit rag than politics. Politico's 25.
Politico. Only because
New
of
York
name.
Post. I mean, that's another shit rag.
That's
right?
A shit rag for sure.
But not, it's even though it's Murdoch, it's not considered.
Isn't the Post? Correct me if I'm wrong. The Post is the paper that Donald Trump took an ad out in against these kids in. Was it in
the Central Park?
Yeah, the Central Park kids.
I think he took out a few. I thought he took out a few like full page ads
calling for
newspapers. Well, basically kill them.
Yeah,
I think was what he was saying. Even though they were found to be completely innocent,
but Trump had to apologize for that, right? For doing that,
he didn't. No, he's been asked about it before, and recently, and I think he said something like, "I think if you look into them, you'll see they're bad people." They're still black, don't forget.
I want that guy as president, please.
Oh yeah,
I'll take one of those. Whoa, shit.
So the headline over to the Drudge Report is what we're all anticipating.
Nine.
I think probably by Friday, they're saying, but a little while ago, Judge Engoron mentioned that he would try to be done by the 31st. So I don't see him coming up with a verdict today.
Yeah.
But the New York State judge, Engoron, has the future of Trump's business empire in his hands. Woo! After the contentious 11-week trial.
Yes.
Judge Arthur Engoron is poised to rule how much money Trump and his co-defendants owe for fraud. It's infuriating. I was on, I put on my waders and went on X, and it's unreal how many of these, the stupid, uninformed, ignorant maggots say, well, Trump will be found innocent, so it won't matter. They don't realize it's done.
There is no
There is no innocent. He was already found culpable, guilty, guilty, guilty. His organization lied, cheated, fraudulated.
This part was about the money.
Hey, this is the penalty phase.
This is the phase where they did the trial, and this is where they came up with the number 83 fucking million fucking dollars.
That was for E. Jean Carroll.
Oh, oops. Okay.
This one is the Trump org, which Letitia James is looking for $300+ million.
Oh,
dollars.
Damn! Somebody's going to have to sell them golden toilets.
And a ban from conducting business in New York, which would essentially torpedo Trump org. I mean, he'd have to sell. He's got to sell Trump Tower.
Yeah. Well,
he's got to sell all this stuff. And I heard somebody say that some other billionaire should buy it and call it the Hillary Rodham Clinton Tower.
Yeah.
Just to drive him crazy.
Sure, sure. I mean, Trump is officially Florida trash now. I mean, so whatever. He can't do business in New York anymore. Well, come down to Florida. There's no state income tax. There's no laws. All these politicians fucking love you. You probably went to Epstein Island with them. Come down and be Florida trash. Embrace it. You're done in New York, you fuck.
New York Attorney General Letitia James is seeking $370 million from Trump.
Oh, shit.
And the other defendants. She alleges Trump filed fraudulent financial statements that allowed him to obtain loans and insurance at more favorable rates.
Yes.
I almost said insurance. God,
You've been in Florida for a while.
Yeah, it's starting to seep in.
Oh, it does.
Insurance. The trial goes to the heart of Trump's image as a successful billionaire. Oh,
who wrote this?
This is CNN.
Fraudulent image. What is this garbage writing?
It's already been. Engeron already ruled that Trump engaged in fraud and ordered the dissolution of his business empire, an action that is on hold pending Trump's appeal. Engeron canceled business certificates for many of Trump's entities in New York, including the Trump Organization.
Damn!
A sprawling entity comprised of, 500 plus limited liability companies. And you know, those companies have shell companies.
Well, everybody does that, right? Isn't that how most...
It's disgusting.
Isn't that how most hotels work? One guy owns them via 77 shell companies?
Well, I worked at a hotel and nobody else owned it.
Well, I mean,
except the owners.
But they're shell companies. You wouldn't know, right? I don't know.
Engeron also called for a receiver to oversee the dissolution of the entities, which includes buildings such as Trump Tower, 40 Wall Street, and the Seven Springs Family Compound in Westchester.
Wow. Okay. Well, these rich fucks, fuck them. I just have a thing for who's writing this, and I think everyone needs to sort of, all these financial fucks need to sort of listen. I want to make my articles more accessible to people. So, why don't you explain what a shell corporation is in like a sentence for people like me? Why not do that? Or fuck me. Or who cares what I, fuck.
It's incorporated by, it's like business, it's like a company incorporating a company.
Yes.
Incorporating a company.
Right. I wish you had written this article then, because then I would understand that. But you're having to do the job of this journalist explaining. Don't just say shell company.
But the shell companies don't do anything.
Okay.
Like they, except.
They're shelling.
Yeah, except protect the identities of the people involved in whatever.
If that's it, excuse me, I'm trying to understand something. So in America, you legally could have a shell company.
Sure.
But a shell company's definition is to do something illegal.
Okay, let me look
up. Right?
Yes. Let me look up
so
the
actual.
So
wouldn't that be an oxymoron or just fucking weird? Like a weird function to have.
A shell company is a corporation is a company or corporation with no significant assets or operations, often formed to obtain financing before beginning business. It may hold passive investments or be the registered owner of assets.
Yes.
A shell corporation is a business that is formed that has no actual business operations. They are mostly created for money laundering or sometimes for parking early startup funds. They
Damn.
Do not employ anyone or provide any services.
See, I think even the definition of this, I'm listening to this and it almost, the definition of shell company is almost doing what it's supposed to do. That definition almost makes it sound like something's happening.
And it's obviously not hard to set up because you remember Rudy's boys, Lev and Igor, that was what they were entrusted to do to set up.
What are you saying?
They were setting up shell corps.
Yes.
To hide the Russian money that was
right.
coming in to the Republican Party.
Are you saying that they aren't smart by saying that it's not that hard to set up a shell corporation, so of course they could do it?
I apologize for that if I implied that.
You know what sucks is like I wish there had been more stories about those guys. What are they like? I wonder.
Well, they both turned on Trump, which is kind of good, I guess. But
yeah. Guys, that's mean.
The CNN speculates how harsh will Engeron be? The back and forth between the judge, Trump, and the former president's lawyers during the trial was repeatedly heated. Trump's social media messages and comments outside the court even led to a partial gag order and fines.
Ooh, yeah. Is this the hearing, the trial where he was lucky enough to not get a jury?
Right. And in fact, I saw one of his truths yesterday or today screaming, you know, the list of grievances about this trial and a very biased judge from the beginning, blah, 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 anti-Trump. Basically saying that he should be found. I presented all the evidence. Yes. He wouldn't let me show evidence, but he wanted to show, God, you know what? I think I'm talking about the E. Jean Carroll trial too now.
Oh yeah.
I know in the E. Jean Carroll trial, he was mad because he said they wouldn't allow evidence. Like when she wrote a sex advice column for a while.
Yes.
And in one of it, she said something to the effect of some people think rape is sexy or something like that. And Trump wanted that put in to the record.
Right. Because.
Right. Obviously, that makes no sense. Obviously, she liked it when I raped her.
But
even though I didn't, and I never met her.
But is it this misunderstanding what part of the trial they're on? Like, that's.
Right.
Like you're already guilty of that. And you're so guilty of it, by the way. They awarded $83 million, though.
A jury did. That one was a jury.
Yeah. It took him like 4 fucking minutes to come up with that number.
Yeah, and in his truth today, he screamed, no jury was allowed.
There was a jury. Wait.
No, in the New York one.
Well, no, you're right. No jury was allowed because your lawyer...
Didn't ask for one.
Yeah, didn't ask for one. That's why they weren't allowed.
There's a boxer check that says, I would like a jury trial, please. And they didn't do that. And now Trump is screaming, it's very unfair. It's very unfair. They didn't give me a jury.
Do you remember when Alex Jones, attorney for one of the, I don't know, I think it was a penalty phase for Sandy Hook too, where the attorney gave a whole PDF of a phone over rather than just what they asked for. They gave all of Alex Jones's phone over to the prosecutor.
Oh, they handed his phone to the prosecutor.
But
they were
just
but
the prosecutor wasn't asking for the whole phone.
Right.
They just wanted one part, but they gave him
the
whole
phone.
And then
they got a treasure trove of other shit to have on
Alex. This seems like a similar fuck up. How are these rich people getting these shitty attorneys that do stuff like this?
In two written rulings against Trump, Engoron wrote, quote, in defendant's world, rent-regulated apartments are worth the same as unregulated apartments. Restricted land is worth the same as unrestricted land. Restrictions can evaporate into thin air. A disclaimer by one party casting responsibility on another party exonerates the other party's lies, he wrote in his summary judgment previously. This is a fantasy world, not the real world, said the judge. Okay. And I saw... I read something about how, they had this this overseer or whatever that was appointed to keep an eye on them on Trump org.
Oh yeah, so they don't withdraw like $3 million.
Yeah, and while all these appeals are going and everything, and this person said that even recently they're still getting reports that are wrong.
Yeah.
Incomplete.
Yes.
Lies.
Well, I mean.
And that doesn't bode well for the future of the Trump org. Because if they had shown some reticence and tried to work with everybody
Well, think about even the documents case.
Here's my QuickBooks password. You know, right. I mean, whatever.
No, they've got his body man and that guy from the other hotel pushing documents around at Mar-a-Lago, the pool's overflowing, destroying servers. These guys aren't doing anything that's on the up and up.
So, in December, the judge wrote a scathing denial of Trump's attempt to toss the case.
Nine!
In the 3-page opinion, rejecting the motion.
Ooh.
to dismiss the case. Engoron said the experts called the trial by Trump's attorneys were not credible and that the defense's key arguments were unconvincing.
Wow, that's quite a key arguments unconvincing. Not a lot of ways to interpret that, right?
In addition to banning Trump from doing business in New York for life, the Attorney General is asking for Trump Jr. and Eric, the co-CEOs of the Trump Org, to be banned from doing business in New York for 5 years.
Can't you ban them? Excuse me. If I'm this guy, I'm banning them from New York. You get the fuck out. You are
well,
not.
Well, we don't. I don't think you can.
You can.
In this country, you can.
Absolutely.
Ban people from places.
You're banished to Florida. You like it so much down there. Go live. You can't ever come to New York again. Sorry. You know what I mean? Enjoy TGI Fridays and super gonorrhea. Have fun in Florida.
Although Eric and Don Jr. may be off the hook because during closing presentations earlier this month, Engoron asked pointed questions to the Attorney General's office about whether Trump's adult sons were liable for intent to defraud and conspiracy.
Yes.
He said, what evidence do you have? I just haven't seen it that they knew there was fraud.
Yeah.
He's also the one that dismissed Ivanka's claims.
Ivanka. Sorry, Ivanka. You're banished to Florida, too?
Oh, it
too
was
bad.
Dismissed by an appeals court over the statute of limitations.
Oh, they just wrote it out. Jeez.
So some people were expecting it possibly today, but it probably will come, you know, by Friday, hopefully.
They don't spend any time in New York anyway, though, right? No one likes them there.
Well, I think the kids probably do, but I don't think Don shows up much.
There's no way Eric Trump does not.
Well, if they're still
show
running,
up to Studio 54,
if they're still running the show, though, all that stuff is in New York, right?
Shit, man. If Donald Trump Jr. showed up to Studio 54, shit. Thank God. I think what would happen? I think maybe Ashton Kutcher and, I don't know, Emilio Estevez would beat the shit out of him.
Emilio Estevez.
That's all I could think of.
Is hanging out at Studio 54.
Yeah. Even Judge
65-year-old Emilio Estevez.
Judge Reinhold's got, he's going to bring his scooter down there. He's going to fuck everybody up. Fuck you, Donald. You're not welcome here. Get the fuck out of New York, motherfucker.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's 61, not 62.
Okay, whatever. Oh, shit. Fuck these guys. Why can't you ban them from New York? These are Nazis. We don't take Nazis seriously. We can't do anything to these Nazis.
Man, he really looks like his dad more and more now.
Who?
as he gets older. Emilio.
Oh, okay.
Charlie, not so much, but
you know, enjoyed those movies.
The meth has done well. Has done certain things to Charlie.
Charlie Sheen was great in Young Guns. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, he was good in that baseball movie.
Queefer was in that. Oh, Major League, yes.
Yeah.
Queefer Sutherland was great in Young Guns.
Kiefer can be occasionally good, yeah.
He was great in 24. Very serious.
Rabbit Hole, you know, not the greatest show.
I bet you he could beat the shit out of Don Jr. any day of the fucking week. Easy.
I think we both saw Kiefer. Messy at times, yeah. in Hollywood.
There's no way you don't
Kiefer,
do all those.
Kiefer liked being out and
yeah,
drunk.
But you don't do all those action movies and don't like rich guys know how to box and shit like that. That's what I think. It's just something rich people do. They learn some weird martial arts because they're bored with their time. I have all this money. Let me learn how to do kung fu.
So there you go. Those are your headlines.
Whee!
This lovely Wednesday. They must think it's not a big, huge like news day because
yeah, nothing's going
on. You know,
on.
Look out for the verdict and then that expose over at the HuffPo.
Anything happening in Russia, Ukraine? Anybody want to fucking report on? I'm sure there's shit going on there.
Right.
I mean, God damn it. Is the Middle East still a thing right now? There's got to be other news, and there's some rich guys in Utah doing unethical things about oil. Wow.
What else have we got? We got John Bolton. Remember him?
Nine!
Lunatic warmonger.
Oh, yes.
Who I'm really kind of shocked that he isn't into Trump.
Yeah, he's into making money off his fucking books.
He seems like he would be the type that would be into it, but not so much into Trump.
John Bolton's a capitalist.
He said Donald Trump's historic assassination of a notorious Iranian terrorist was driven largely by the then president's ego, said his former national security advisor.
Perfect.
John Bolton was on CNN, discussed the rationale that went into the ordering of the drone strike killing Iran's Revolutionary Guards General Qasem Soleimani.
Yay.
Bolton discussed Trump's ability to keep focus on the task at hand and a massive blind spot that is his oversized ego.
No shit, John.
Bolton said, quote, among the many other defects, he listens to the last person he talks to. He looks at decisions through the prism of how they will be reported for his performance in the press, not for what the outcome is.
I forget what MSNBC show I heard him interviewed on, or maybe it was CNN or something. He's very intense.
He said when it came to moving on the intelligence to take out Soleimani, Bolton recalled that for Trump, the only intention was to get good press.
And, you know, let's just be clear. John Bolton is one of these Republicans that did the right thing. This guy saw what was going on in that Trump administration, and instead of coming forward with it right away, he decided to hold on to that information.
And resign.
Yeah, and then publish a fucking book.
Right.
And then publish a fucking book. And then go on interviews like I saw him last night. Plugging his fucking book, John. You're not going to leave one fucking dollar on the table. You do not give a shit about Donald Trump. You don't fucking care. Oh, I can't take it. Jeez. Another well-spoken former guy resurrecting his fucked up reputation because, I don't know, he has the balls to say Trump is a piece of shit. Big deal. We all think that, John. You're just saying it. I don't know. You're selling fucking books. I mean, it's just something. If I see one more Republican come on TV that's shitty, resurrecting his fucking reputation by saying Donald Trump sucks, I'm going to lose my mind. Chris Christie fucking sucks. He fucking sucks. He will always fucking suck. He is the bridge closer. He said there was bacteria on a beach, closed the whole thing down except for his fucking family. That's who the fuck that guy is. He's a giant piece of fucking shit.
I was adjusting levels.
No, that's all right. It's just this John Bolton. You know what I mean, though, right? We even talked about it. It's like his book came out and you're like, why didn't you say this when it was happening? It would be relevant to our security and shit to know that our president is too stupid to understand. He almost started a war with Iran. I mean,
Bolton said, among many other defects, he listens to the last person he talks to. He looks at decisions through the prism of how they will be reported for his performance in the press, not what the outcome is. He did order the early exit of the head of the Iranian Quds Force, but in listening to him talk about his views on why that was important, it was clear to me it wasn't simply to eliminate this major figure who was the leader of the Iranian terrorist actions, but because it was such a big event, he would get enormous credit for it.
Yes, yes, John, he makes everything about himself. Thank you. Very true.
Shocker.
Why did you have to wait for the book before you said something? You know what I mean?
Well, right. He's John Bolton. That's why.
Nobody wants your book.
John Bolton still masturbates to invading Iraq.
John, I can't. Yeah. I'm trying to think of the person that goes to the library and checks out John Bolton's fucking book. I'm trying to think of who that person would be and not throw up in my mouth. And it's difficult. No offense. Your dumb mustache. Didn't Trump waive his no facial hair rule in the White House over this dumb fuck? Because he's famous for his mustache. Who the fuck? Who is famous for their fucking mustache? What fucking personality-free fuck is this?
Hitler?
Hey, you're in good company, John.
Stalin had quite a mustache.
How does John... This is what I don't understand. Explain to me why John Bolton doesn't love what Donald Trump stands for. I'm a little confused.
What is this breaking news? Trump is furious about the Quinnipiac poll just released showing he is way behind Biden.
Well, I don't know, man. Listen, I'm sorry. There are people out there that aren't crazy as fuck on meth that they're going to vote, okay? And a lot of them don't want you to be president.
The Economist, YouGov has Biden winning. Morning Consult has Biden gaining 3 points this week.
Damn!
Moody's forecasts a Biden win.
Fill that diaper, baby!
And Vegas is still betting, apparently, on Biden.
Woo! Thank Christ! That's the best news I've heard all fucking day. Hey, listen, dumb fucks. Come out and vote. Thank God there's more of us. Shit.
Shockingly, Biden is buoyed in part by increased support among women. Wow. Why would women not want to vote for Donald Trump and the Republicans?
Donald Trump?
Imagine.
Oh, yeah. You want Donald Trump to be in charge of your uterus or something? Some people want that, I guess. Shit, man. God, I couldn't even get through The Handmaid's Tale. That's enough for me not to want to vote for Donald Trump. Jesus Christ. Fuck this weird time we're in. It's crazy.
There you go. That's one of the other nice big giant headlines.
You know, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I was moving on.
I'll say, you know, the Young Turks, they do these things. This is horrible programming where they interview these assholes that don't know anything. And they just ask them questions like, what do you like about Trump? And it's all they ask. And I don't know what it is. I will burn hours watching this shit, and it's evil. And I wish they would stop. We all know they're stupid, but God, it gives me nightmares. These people are so dumb, man. They are literally so dumb. These Trump maggots. And there's like 3 billion of them.
Well, yeah, the ones that show up at the rallies are particularly knowledgeable crowd.
There's a guy that shows up dressed as a wall, and it's like, when you go home at night, do you play Uno with yourself? Do you do anything that's fun? I wonder. Or is it just all Trump?
Brendan Dilley.
Nine!
Is back on our show.
Oh, yes.
With clips after we didn't hear much from him for a while.
And I guess he's owed some congratulations because he's the official Trump meme team. Is
he's
that
the
correct?
Troll army, yeah. The leader of the troll army and the meme team.
Congratulations.
His group came up with that, and then God made Trump video that Trump shared.
Oh my God.
We have Dilley. Well, here's I need to press a button.
Yes. If God made
on the board. Okay.
God made Trump. God's on heroin. So much.
Here's a previous cut of Dilley that, shows you kind of exactly who he is and who they are.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck about being factual. This is political entertainment. I make shit up all the time. I've told you that. Fuck. We don't want to be fake news. I don't give a fuck. It's not my objective. My objective is to destroy Democrats. Okay? Destroy liberals. Liberalism as an idea. Democrats and anything that opposes President Trump. That's my goal. I've never made any bones about that. So I promise you don't have to fact check me because I don't give a fuck. I screw up names all the time. I fucking make up shit sometimes from time to time. I don't care. I don't care. Democrats know it. Republicans know it. I don't mind admitting it. I don't give a shit. This is political entertainment. There's a difference. I'm not Tracy Beans. I do my best to break down news in a concise and honest way when it's relevant. But when I get a chance to shit on the left, I don't mind making shit up. No, not at all.
There you go.
Daddy's podcasting.
I mean, that's who they are.
Does he have kids?
He does.
Oh, my God. What kind of morals and principles is he passing on to these
You're seeing
children?
Right now.
Oh, my God. Please stop procreating, Brendan. God damn it.
Well, here he is. We're learning that the right wingers and the Trumpies are really fucking terrified of Taylor Swift. They really are. They're worried that she's going to get heavily into it and that she's going to mobilize a whole bunch of young people will never ever vote Republican or vote for Trump and that they're going to get their asses kicked.
Is that
kicked.
A Taylor Swift joke? We're never, ever, ever getting back together. Yeah. Is that Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I'm so glad. Thank God we're talking about a real artist and not that shitbag from last week or Monday or whatever the fuck. The fucking bullshit.
Oh, McDonald or whatever his name was? Or
McFuckface and Ben Shapiro with their fucking bullshit. They better be off the number one.
So here is Dilly now getting in on
and I'm gonna tell you
the preparations for they're declaring war on Taylor Swift.
Ah, come on.
There's
Brandon.
There's all these conspiracies, all these conspiracy theories going on that at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Which her boyfriend Travis Kelce is going to be playing in.
Yeah, yeah.
Somehow at halftime, she and Travis will get together and declare their support for Joe Biden and that everyone should support Joe Biden. How the hell?
I love that.
Is Travis Kelce? He's going to be a little busy.
I wish they would.
He's not going to go out during halftime
and
say, "Bye, we support Biden."
Well, you know what? This is the maggots have to understand. Taylor Swift is a successful business person, a pop star, a successful woman.
Well, that's what they hate.
But listen, that's not Donald Trump's demographic, correct? I mean, I'm not, you know what I mean? And she's a pop star. It's like, who do you think she would support? Are you out of your fucking mind?
They're just really upset that she's not the Nazi princess.
Oh my God, she never was.
That they thought she was, that they used to beat off to, thinking that, you know.
You can still beat off to her.
She'd be in her Ilsa She Devil of the SS costume.
You can imagine that. It's a little creepy.
That's a deep cut if you look that up, people. Do you know the Ilsa movies?
No, that doesn't have anything to do with Hogan's Heroes.
No, there's a series of. Let me see. Ilsa She-Devil, I believe, is one of them.
Is it like a B movie kind of thing?
It's a bunch of cult movies.
Okay.
Ilsa She-Wolf of the SS from 1975.
Oh.
It's like a titty.
Oh, I know what these are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like we've also discussed these on
We
the
have
show.
Discussed these.
If you want to buy the Ilsa She-Devil titty movie and go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Ilsa, chief warden of a Nazi concentration camp, is enjoying the pleasures of one of her male captives. He has the temerity to orgasm before she does, and he is speedily hauled off by two of Ilsa's henchwomen for speedy castration.
They deleted this scene from Schindler's List.
Shortly after, this must have been written in Britain, a lorry load of fresh female captives arrive. Ilsa informs them, "Do not be afraid, we are doctors."
Jeez, man.
I mean, this is how it goes.
The 70s were crazy.
Oh my God, it was filmed on the set of Hogan's Heroes.
Hogan!
The series had already been canceled, and on learning that the movie had the camp being burned down at the end, the set was given over to save the cost of demolition.
Right. God, Hogan's Heroes are like, we shot all these shows here and there's never anything so exciting.
The original Nazi exploitation classic, they call it.
Sure.
These films are a classic example of true exploitation cinema. Ilsa is the head bitch at a Nazi experimentation camp. She gets her kicks by torturing the male and female prisoners of all kind in all kinds of interesting ways. Overall, She-Wolf is pretty tame in the gore department compared to what's out there now. But this was from 1975.
Was this nominated for anything?
It says now, but being from generations of blood and guts on film, Ilsa films are more laughable than shocking.
This is the year they were upset by on Golden Pond at the Oscars, right? Didn't it win that year?
There was also Ilsa Tigress of Siberia. There was Ilsa, Harem Keeper of the Oil Sheiks.
Oh, yeah.
And there was Ilsa, Wicked Warden.
Is this the musical one?
These are all the Ilsas. That was the Disney one.
Oh, okay.
How did we start talking about this? Dilly. Nazis and Dilly.
And Dilly's upset at Taylor Swift personally.
Yeah, so here's Dilly declaring war on Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I'm going to be straight up blunt with you. As long as Taylor Swift remains, we'll call it a free agent, we will behave a certain way. The second she makes the wrong choice, it is absolutely incumbent upon us to punish that bitch for doing that.
Okay. This seems...
Do you understand?
No. You're crazy.
For endorsing a candidate that they... How is this not fascist?
You know, this is crazy. Now, Taylor Swift, do you think she has security? She must.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God. What is she supposed to think now? I mean, God. Fuck these people. Fuck that.
Do you understand? Pause. You can... That's... You don't... We wait. We... Right now, there's been no commitment. So yeah. For now... We essentially are courting different people. And this goes for everybody.
Yes.
There are people that you are courting. Once they make the wrong choice, you punish.
Excuse me.
Do you understand?
I would love to see a reaction, but do you think Taylor Swift has heard this?
Dilly, no.
You don't think probably her security not. People heard this? I hope they did. Oh, my God. You know, this makes me nervous because I remember this shit. Do you remember the shit with Will Smith and fucking Chris Rock security guards just, you know... asleep at the fucking wheel. Just missed it.
Well, I don't think anybody had many of their security guards at the fucking Oscars. Nobody thought somebody would hop up on stage and pop somebody.
Again, that's exactly the reason you have someone like that, because unexpected shit happens. I just hope that Taylor Swift has that shit dialed in.
There are people that you are courting. Once they make the wrong choice, you punish.
God.
Do you understand?
Jesus.
There you go.
Calm down, you fuck. Can someone give this guy a cup of herbal tea?
Man, Right Wing Watch describes him perfectly. Dilly is an overtly racist, unapologetically misogynistic, and gleefully amoral MAGA activist.
And a father. God, amoral. Jeez.
So, this shit with Taylor Swift is insane. They already hate her. They're poised, waiting for her to endorse, and then they're ready to just kill her.
You know, I think in this country we sort of live with this thing like those people over there on the other side are someone we have to reach out to, but that's not the case. You have to fucking protect people from them. They are crazy. They are crazy. I mean, how can, I guess that's legal what Brendan Dilley did. Can you just threaten someone like that in a podcast and say.
Well, he didn't threaten her physically.
That seemed, you know, I don't know, man. That seemed pretty.
He just said you got to punish the bitch.
It seemed very overt. Didn't it? I got to punish the bitch. That's not even veiled, though. That's not veiled. I think it sucks. I know we all have our First Amendment and everything, but doesn't that get into you're not free from the consequences of your speech? I mean.
Meanwhile, MAGA political operatives are ranting that the NFL is going to rig this year's Super Bowl to help Taylor Swift help Biden win the election.
Oh, go fuck yourselves. Pass a budget, you dumb fucks.
The media's infatuation with the relationship between Swift and Kansas City Chiefs star tight end Travis Kelce has generated shortage of sexist and misogynistic commentary from disgruntled men. The fact that Swift endorsed Biden over Trump in 2020 is apparently more than some of them can bear.
Well, I mean, I imagine it, though. There's just no way. Donald Trump is a rapist, fuckhead, anti-woman shitbag. Why wouldn't Taylor Swift support him? Come on, you stupid.
I know you all want to know what Vivek had to say.
Oh, God, please. Someone get an ice pick and give me an ear lobotomy.
Really? Just a...
He's a worse person.
He's like a stained, tighty-whitey skid mark.
I wish his daddy would have pulled out.
I wonder who's going to win the Super Bowl next month, and I wonder if there's a major presidential endorsement coming from an artificially, culturally propped-up couple this fall, he said. He tweeted.
Oh, you tweeted it, you dumb fuck. Good one, Vivek.
Ramaswamy's tweet amplified one from Pizzagate conspiracy theory promoter Jack Posobiec.
Nine! Oh, yes.
Piece of crap. Who mused about Swift's relationship with the Soros family.
Come on. Listen, man, they got nothing. We got Taylor Swift.
Right-wing video producer and Turning Point USA activist Benny Johnson tweeted on Sunday, "The NFL is rigged," following up with another tweet claiming, "Taylor Swift is an op. It's all fake. You're being played."
You know, all these Republicans and these conservative fucknuts with all these conspiracy theories about what Taylor Swift is fucking doing, you guys need to take your thumbs out of your assholes and vote for people that can do something in government. Maybe do something like that, because nobody can do anything now.
Listen to how
everybody's so stupid.
How pathetic these insects are. Former congressional candidate, right-wing pundit Jack Lombardi tweeted a picture of Taylor Swift congratulating her boyfriend with a kiss after the Chiefs' win last week, declaring, "I've never been more convinced that the Super Bowl is rigged," he said.
What is weird about this? A very famous person that plays football, has a lot of money, meets another very famous person who has a lot of money.
Who has 100 times more money than he does.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. These are rich people. They travel in rich people circles, and then rich people meet up and they, you know, get married and they fuck or whatever. What is weird about this?
I think I talked about it. I saw a tweet that said she's on her way out and she's just latching onto him for the money. And she is a literal billionaire with a B.
People are nuts. You're nuts. It's even nuts to the whole thing about her being some Nazi goddess or something. That's nuts. That's just right, stupid.
Yeah. Former Trump attorney Jenna Ellis took the Swift speculation a bit further on her show on Monday morning.
Oh, fuck you,
raising
Jenna.
The prospect that Taylor Swift might replace Joe Biden on the ticket.
Great. Who cares?
I'll vote for her in a microsecond.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm sorry.
Any Republican.
Who the fuck are we listening to right now? Who is this?
Jenna Ellis.
You liar. Why do you have a show? Aren't you on trial for fraud or some shit like that?
You know details.
Aren't you a fucking cooster? Why am I listening to this cooster? This cooster has a fucking TV show. Is that what you said?
Yeah, she's got her own show.
Oh, my God. Go back to working from... Yes.
That's what she's famous for.
Right, go back to the Rudy Giuliano bog. The bug eternal sadness.
That's all she's famous for.
How did you survive? Jenna, God!
This insanity of these sad, pathetic, foul creatures attacking fucking Taylor Swift. They're so afraid of her. Listen to Dilly. He is terrified of her.
What are you afraid
Why would they care? But he's like, the second that she endorses, we're going to punish that bitch.
This person shouldn't be right. This is a woman with a lot of money, and they don't like that.
And yeah, a lot of fans.
A lot of yes.
A lot of whom are young people that she last time encouraged to go out and register to vote.
Can I just say
they don't like that?
Right, they don't like that. Brendan Dilley, you do something that some people like a very few people like, right? And you just. Very popular at it among this. I'm just trying to explain, like, to him, Taylor Swift is very talented and very popular with, like, most of the people, and so she's has a lot more than you because you're a piece of shit. Does that help you? You're a dad. That is crazy, Dilly. Did your daughter like Taylor Swift, or does she hate her? My God, he doesn't have a daughter, right? That's not true.
Who?
Dilly.
I don't know. He's got, I think, 2 kids, if I remember.
Oh, my God, Jesus. How in the fuck could you let that happen, Jesus? What
I believe
is your
he's
problem?
Divorced, which is a shocker.
Dear Jesus, put down the heroin needle for 5 seconds and quit letting these shitty people have kids. What is your problem? Ugh. Brendan, I just can't imagine him parenting. He's a life coach, even.
This says Brendan Dilley has 3 kids with 3 different women. So he's, you know, on the Trump.
Could you imagine saying that you know, my life coach was on the radio today threatening Taylor Swift.
God, who's fucking Dilly? What woman has no self-esteem or self-worth that they're fucking this piece of shit?
Wrong question. Who is hiring him as a life coach is the question.
Well, that's true.
Someone needs to go help them. Send some helper animals. This guy should not be. How do you become a life coach? Do you fill out an internet form or something? Is he certified in something? CPR even? Anything? Is he useful in any way?
Well, he makes good. He make troll memes, I guess.
That helps people be good. I think the world would be better without those.
Let's see. We've got also in the news.
I've been so sad about Greg Locke and his tent breaking down. And
well, they just put duct tape on it and went back to work.
Did they really? Oh, good for them.
Yeah, we did that on the show. Like,
oh, I didn't realize
a few days ago.
Oh, I forgot.
Let's see what else we have. Jimmy Kimmel.
Yay.
Exposing idiotic Taylor Swift Super Bowl conspiracies.
Yeah.
So everybody's making fun of these people, but
who's that guy in on the Packers that makes fun of Jimmy Kimmel or said that, who's that guy? Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, that shithead. Yeah.
Yeah. Why didn't Taylor Swift hook up with Aaron Rodgers? Why did it have to be the Chiefs guy?
Well, Aaron Rodgers is a lot older for one.
Taylor Swift is like, you know what? Can I date a football player that's vaccinated? Maybe.
Right. Yeah, what a wonderful stand to make.
That's so stupid.
Oh God, Tom Cotton.
Nine.
Asked the CEO of TikTok.
Yes.
Have you ever been a member of the Chinese Communist Party? TikTok CEO Zhao Zichu said, "Senator, I'm Singaporean." No.
Well, I mean, there, you know, he's a senator. He's a senator, right?
Yeah. Oh, Tom Cotton. Yeah.
God, what is up with these? He's from Oklahoma.
No, Arkansas. No.
Oh, mice. I don't know how I got them mixed up.
I think.
It's weird. I'm trying to think about how it would feel to vote for Tom Cotton. I can't bring myself to justify it. Even if I was playing the part of someone voting for Tom Cotton, that would be a tough thing. How do I get there to that emotional point of insanity that I would want to vote for that fuck?
Oh, this is the best Photoshop ever. It says, look who's in court today for Judge Engoron's verdict. And you see Trump and Alina Haba in the foreground, and they Photoshop that famous scene where Obama and Hillary are sitting next to each other and laughing their asses off.
That's real shit. That's very funny.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to steal that. For a show, for Friday's show.
You know, I'm promo. Just thinking about all these women that have all these feelings and shit. And just thinking about, I'm comparing Hillary Clinton, who's a woman, and her behavior at her hearings on this shit to Trump at these. I mean, it's not even close, right? I mean,
Oh, God, come on.
9 hours? How long did she sit for those dumb fucks at Benghazi?
11 hours.
11 hours. Not one weird outburst. Trump's like stomping around, being strange, yelling shit. What the fuck is wrong with him?
Then did you see Alina Haba, who, by the way, seems to be out of a job because Trump truthed something about his appeal.
Yes.
And he was talking about how he's looking for lawyers.
Uh-oh. Sounds like Alina Haba ain't getting paid. How much you want to fucking bet she's not getting paid by this guy? No way.
And she, by the way, almost got herself sanctioned again.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then just it's so typically Trumpian.
Yeah.
And conservative and Republican these days. How she tried to take a big shit and then got caught and then walks it back in the craziest of ways.
Okay.
She filed a letter with Judge Lewis Kaplan on Monday, accusing him of failing to disclose the fact that he had worked at the same law firm as E. Jean Carroll's lawyer in the 90s.
Wow. Is that relevant?
She said she believed the judge showed preferential treatment to Carroll's team and would seek to have both verdicts overturned.
Well, I mean, is that something that sounds reasonable that should happen? Maybe. Same law firm. Wow.
The she expressed concerns about the let's see. So the Roberta Kaplan, the lawyer for E. Jean Carroll,
yes,
responded saying, "As Ms. Haba well knows, these allegations are utterly baseless." She explained in her letter that she and Judge Kaplan had worked at the same New York law firm, but they overlapped for less than 2 years, and he was like a partner and she was a junior, like working in the fucking mailroom until they never saw each other.
They never, that partner wouldn't talk to that junior person, correct?
Yet, right. You wouldn't know who she is. It was a huge law firm. Yet, the Post, the New York fucking Post, of course, had a story about it. And cited an anonymous source claiming that the judge and the lawyer had a mentor and mentee relationship. Shit, that Engeron or Kaplan was, her name is Kaplan also, yes, but they're not related. That Kaplan was Kaplan's mentor.
There must be evidence of this mentorship.
They didn't know each other. Barely knew each other. They didn't know each other.
Let us see the emails between them during this mentoring period. They must have met.
While both the New York Post and Ms. Haba purport to cite the recollections of a, quote, unnamed partner from the law firm, that partner, if he even exists, clearly has a very flawed memory about events that occurred 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Wrote Roberta Kaplan.
Well, no, be fair to the person they're inventing.
So, but then within hours, Alina Haba wrote another letter backtracking.
Oh, okay.
And then she said in this letter, the purpose of the letter was simply to inquire as to whether there is any merit to a recently published New York Post story which reported on the alleged existence of such a relationship. Since Ms. Kaplan has now denied that there was ever a mentor-mentee relationship between herself and Your Honor, this issue has seemingly been resolved. Oh, we're going to let this one go, basically, this asshole is saying.
Yes.
But she added in a footnote, there were other issues about Kaplan's conduct, including potential bias and hostility towards defense counsel.
Potential. There could... You want to throw a case out because there could have been violence or...
Well, we know their plan was to be obnoxious, obstructive, fight with the judge, so they would have any excuse to try to kick it up to an appeals court,
right?
And say, "Look, look, look, how mean he was to us!"
Right, right. They're trying to manufacture
and delay, because they know the appeals court is going to read the transcripts and say, "You're full of shit. You caused this. You caused the judge to want to sanction you."
Yeah, because all they need to do is wait until the election. Trump gets elected and none of this shit matters one fucking bit. It's immaterial.
Well, now that it's been, you know, she basically said, "We know that you were a mentor." and there's a conflict of interest. And then a few hours later, well, I believe it's resolved now. Apparently it's resolved, she said.
Apparently there's nothing, you made something up and now everybody figured out you were lying.
Well, the Post made something up or quoted somebody who made something up.
Right.
That they were mentor.
They lie. Mentee. Yes.
Yeah, this one says, the media doesn't seem to comprehend we are on Trump bankruptcy watch. If Engeron file enters a final judgment too large for Trump to bond to stay collection actions pending appeal, he's likely to file for bankruptcy.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Again, we should remind everyone. Again.
Again. That's right. It's going to be, it's a rough night. What's today? Wednesday? Tomorrow's karaoke night at Mar-a-Lago. Is he going to?
I don't know if he'll be spinning those.
Why not?
Spinning those Three Doors Down albums.
They can't. Listen, they can take it. They can take his hotels. They can take everything, but they can't take his Spotify, especially if he's paid up to the end of the month. Oh my God. That is great. That's some good news. We're on Trump bankruptcy watch. That's great. That's going to piss him the fuck off. And then, how do these maggots, I guess he's anointed by God, but how do they justify their whole thing is like Trump is a great businessman that just had to declare bankruptcy?
Which is a lie, yeah.
I mean, how do you say that? I guess you're just a dumb, marginalized fucking...
Yeah, I think we talked about this before, but I was just reminded somebody was tweeting something about Alina Haba. She's the daughter of the Chancellor of the U.S. Knights of Malta, a Christo-fascist arm of the Catholic Church that fought the Crusades and sided with Hitler in World War II.
You know,
other members include Rupert Murdoch, Eric Prince, that guy, you know, the Blackwater dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Multiple neo-Nazi mass murderers have signaled to the Knights of Malta in their manifestos. Christchurch killer Brenton Tarrant included inscriptions to the Knights of Malta on his shotgun.
Oh, that's nice.
Her dad,
who
is the Chancellor of the U.S. Knights of Malta.
Who are these fucking weird-ass people?
We are the Knights Hussaini.
I mean, really, who are these weird-ass people? Who are these weird-ass people that... Is this really the best he could do for a lawyer?
Well, yeah. Yeah. And in fact, when he truthed about new lawyers... he was talking about, he was like, why would anybody want to be my lawyer? Because they're just going to be attacked and
of course,
you know.
Well, because you make them do dumb things. And also, we just found out your lawyer is a member of the Knights of the
Catholic. Well, her dad, I don't know, whatever. That she belongs.
Your dad is a member of the Nazi Catholic International, whatever the fuck these people are. The Knights of Malta. Jesus Christ. That's bizarre. Obama's got to show his fucking birth certificate, but then Trump can be represented by someone who's a Catholic Nazi and nobody says shit.
Wait a second. He retruthed. Okay, he retruthed a Breitbart story. Donald Trump boasts blowout lead over Nikki Haley.
Yes.
Then he retruthed another Breitbart. 60% view Haley unfavorably, up 9 points.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Then the Washington Times?
Nine! That's a shitty one.
Stolen valor in New Hampshire. Nikki Haley is a trans loser?
What does that mean?
Are they saying Nikki Haley is trans?
Well, Nikki Haley, I don't know about that, but I know she's anti-trans. I've heard her say, oh, we have to protect sports and all this other dumb shit.
Oh, it's a subscriber-only article. Why would they put a subscriber-only article?
They want your money.
This says Biden has the power to end the border crisis. He doesn't want to. That's a lie. The latest compromise going up does a really good job of basically closing the border.
Yeah.
But this is the one that the maggots are going to turn down and say it's not good enough. It's horrible. It doesn't do anything. It's fake.
I mean, does Mike Johnson, is he going to kill this?
Oh, yeah. He already said it's dead in the water.
Okay. What makes him happy? Anything? Anything? Nothing?
Who, Mike Johnson?
That's correct. Yes, anybody, anything make him happy.
Jesus makes him happy.
Not like that, though. Anything fun, like, does he like playing chess or anything? Or badminton?
Well, I don't know.
I do taxidermy.
The Republicans threatened to remove Biden from 2024 ballot, mirroring efforts to jettison Trump.
How would you do it, though?
Missouri State Senator Bill Eigel said, by the Democrats' own standard, Joe Biden should be immediately disqualified and removed from the ballot for aiding and comforting our enemies.
Which enemies?
All of them.
Listen, man, that guy from Missouri won't be happy until Hunter Biden is strung up.
And let's not forget the SCOTUS may punt.
Yeah.
Basically fucking Trump, because they may say, hey, we're not going to get involved in the state's election. And if Colorado decided he's an insurrectionist, they can kick him off the ballot.
Oh, that would
if
be,
they want.
That would be good then.
That's going to be an explosion of Trump mania.
Oh, I love it. We have to want that, because they're going to explode and they're going to lose their minds.
Tucker Carlson threatening violence.
Wow, God, man.
I know we're all shocked by that.
You know what it is? He puts his nuts in that tanner and it gets him all pissed off. He gets testosterone, gets boiled up. Is that it? Your nuts a little too crispy, Tucky? Tuckums? What's he upset about?
He was on Megyn Kelly's Sirius XM show.
Nine!
She says, we assume Trump's going to get convicted in the D.C. case, Judge Chutkan. I mean, the smart bet would be this D.C. jury convicts him because they hate him politically. Of course, these people can't fathom that juries would make a sound decision,
right?
Because they know that who they are.
They're
reflecting the scum that they are, that they would vote politically regardless of what the actual truth is.
It's projection.
She says, if the judge puts him in jail pending appeal before the election, the country's going to burn. And then all this blowback. Oh, my God, she's calling for violence. I'm not calling for violence, but there's no way that the Trump base is going to be there is no way that Trump base is not going to be beside itself with anger at that level of deprivation of being able to simply vote for the candidate of choice. That's what's being taken away here. Tucker Carlson said, speaking of violence,
oh yes,
that's what you're going to get.
Oh,
and
no.
Speaking as someone who detests violence, if you leave people no alternative, then what do you think is going to happen?
I think we should put him in that nut tanner and crank it up a few notches. I don't know. You know what's going to happen? Fucking, you think there's going to be another January 6th? Is that what these people think?
Oh, sure.
Well, wait.
They think it's going to be bigger.
I don't know. Do you think people want to go to jail for this guy?
No.
Because that's what will happen.
I mean, some. But overall, no.
Because a lot of those idiots didn't think they were going to jail. And they went to jail.
Yes.
So I think it's going to be different. And also, they know that Trump's not going to march down there with him, because he didn't. Why would he do it this time?
Mighty I Am Presence, I am here, O God, and I am the instrument of those sevenfold rays and archangels.
We are your instrument of those sevenfold rays and all your archangels, all of them.
This is Mike Flynn, who is identically quoting some lunatic from 1984, Elizabeth Clare Prophet.
Is this like the mountain Christian
something?
People?
Yeah, Seven Mountains. Yeah.
What? God, why is everyone so weird? Seven mountains. Bullshit. Okay.
Here's Mike Flynn in an evangelical Christian church leading the audience in an occult heretical prayer by fascist cult leader
Sounds fun.
Elizabeth Clare Prophet. Her name was Prophet.
Nice!
Her last name, P-R-O-P-H-E-T.
Well, that's for SEO purposes.
The prayer is to Ascended Master.
Oh, yes.
And I will not retreat. I will take my stand. I will not fear to speak. And I will be the instrument of God's will, whatever it is.
We will not retreat. We will not retreat. We will stand our ground. We will not fear to speak.
Jesus Christ. He didn't even try to paraphrase or change things.
Shit, man. God.
That's Mikey Flynn.
Little Mikey Flynn. What a fuckhead.
Who apparently has found Jesus.
Oh, did he? That's good. Good for you, Mike. God, could you imagine Obama calls up president and say, hey, you can't hire that Mikey Flynn guy. He has weird ties to Russia that are kind of suspect. They're like, no, no, no. Don't worry about it. It'll be great.
Habba, dabba, do. Habba, dabba, do.
Who somebody, is that?
Somebody making fun of Alina Habba.
Nah.
Habba, dabba, do. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. Look at time fucking flying. Thanks for listening, everybody. We do this Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Don't join us on Faithless Friday.
Who from this Trump campaign will we see on Dancing with the Stars?
That we haven't already?
Jason Miller. That's my prediction.
Sure. I think Stephen Miller would be.
Does he dance even though? He must. I don't know why I would think so.
Only waltzes.
He's so thin. He seems like he's got the build of a dancer, but the mind of a Nazi.
Josh Hawley asked Mark Zuckerberg, have you apologized to victims harmed by social media?
Recently on whether or not we should be talking about Trump more or less, right? Because there was a debate. Do we show his speeches? Do we talk about all the crazy things he's doing? And I'm of the view we have to talk about the crazy things he's doing, even if we're tired of it, because that's how people will know how crazy he is and what November presents. But what do you think?
This is James Carville.
Oh, yes. Awesome.
So what I'm scared of is, okay, we talk about it. We say, all right, we talk about it. And then they start going and say, well, this is his position. This is Biden's position. This is that. And it becomes like, well, we just vote on the person. No, this is not normal. This is not what you're used to. This is an entirely different thing. The man has been adjudicated by a jury of his peers as a sexual assaultist or a rapist in terms of the word of the judge. He's already been an adjudicated business fraud. We're just waiting to see how much it's going to cost him. You cannot let him up. You can't normalize him. You can't let him off the canvas. Mm-hmm. Not for one second. And it might not be the most fun thing to do in a campaign. It might not be what I want to be doing when I'm in my 80th year, but it's what's necessary. We don't get to do what we want to do. We get to do what we got to do. And that's where we are right now. We got to keep the foot on this guy, right on his neck, take our heel and twist it. And
that's
never let
right.
him
untwist it, which means we got to
keep your heel on his neck and twist it and never let it up.
Because a lot of people have this idea that's like, oh, we're just choosing between two old guys. Are you fucking shitting me?
Right.
God. People vote like they're picking I think that's such a lot of people say that, you know, people pick who they're voting for president like it's a prom date. And I think that's true. And that's stupid.
Well, I mean, I think people probably have always done that, right? I mean, if they're uninformed.
It is stupid to be uninformed, especially now. There's so much access to information. If you don't know what's going on, you're willfully ignorant. You don't give a fuck. Don't vote. Stay home then. Please, for the love of God, stay home. If you're that stupid.
Yeah, Trump claiming that... it's been proven that he didn't do anything wrong in the fraud and defamation cases that he lost.
Yeah.
He's out there telling his people, it was proven I didn't lose. I didn't do anything.
You know, do you remember in the 90s, the Rock the Vote thing? Remember that? Like that whole spirit of that whole fucking thing was like everybody votes and nothing was ever said about what that responsibility means to vote.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't mean you just go vote. You get informed and you vote. If you're not going to get informed, for the love of shit, stay home. All the dumb fucks. God, that would be so much better if you stayed home and you did less in general. All the stupid people.
Eugene Carroll was interviewed by Rachel Maddow.
Yeah.
And she said, what do you want, a penthouse? We're going shopping with Trump's money.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Do you plan to try to use campaign funds or PAC money to try to pay some of the penalties in New York defamation and fraud cases?
I don't understand what.
Are you thinking of trying to use campaign funds to pay some of these penalties?
Hell Trump's yes!
Like, I don't understand what.
Hell yes, he is.
I don't understand what.
Are you thinking of potentially trying to use campaign money to pay some of those penalties that you might incur?
What penalties?
In the New York fraud case.
In the New York fraud case and defamation case. She right. said, I know it's hard to hear.
I didn't do anything wrong. I mean, that's been proven as far as I'm concerned. And actually, we won in the Court of Appeals. You probably saw that. That case has been largely won in the Court of Appeals.
He didn't.
That was a political case coordinated with the White House by the Attorney General, I assume is what you're talking about.
Lie.
And we won that case.
Didn't.
Largely in the Court of Appeals.
Largely. We won the case largely.
That's a ridiculous case. That case is a loose case. That case is...
Get out your wallet. Get out your wallet, you dumb Nazi. Get out your wallet and pay up, motherfucker.
Right.
Pay up, you sad little Nazi cunt, you. I see you.
Right, my privilege is wearing off.
Oh, better get some more.
Or whatever it was called.
Provigil. Apply rectally.
Yeah, he's quite the mess.
Oh, my God. Full diaper. Don't know shit. Hell yeah, vote for Donald Trump. That's good.
Let's see. We've also got in the news, this is good news.
Okay.
Especially if you're shorting Tesla stock. I thought I read it wrong.
Okay.
And I had to go look at a different, I thought it was a typo.
Okay.
And I had to check a different news source, and it's the number's right. This is ridiculous. Elon Musk is not entitled to a landmark compensation package awarded by Tesla's board of directors.
Yes.
A Delaware judge ruled yesterday.
Okay.
The ruling by Chancellor Kathleen St. Jude McCormick comes more than 5 years after a shareholder lawsuit. So the shareholders sued Elon and the directors of the company, accusing them of breaching their duties to the maker of electric vehicles and solar panels, resulting in a waste of corporate assets and unjust enrichment for Musk.
Okay.
They argued that the compensation package should be voided because it was dictated by Musk and was the product of sham negotiations with directors who were not independent of him.
Oh, okay.
They're, Elon dick riders.
Right.
they said it was approved by shareholders who were given misleading and incomplete disclosures in proxy statements.
Yeah. So everyone's lying to everyone.
Do you know how much this compensation package is?
How much?
$55 billion with a B. I thought 55 God. Million, and I'm like, that's kind of low for CEOs, 55 million, but it was with a B.
A compensation
Yeah.
Pack. Doesn't he already get paid?
Well, he's got the stocks.
Yeah.
A judge also, he said something recently to the effect of, he wants to acquire more stock because he wants to have, he doesn't feel comfortable leading the company with less than 25% of the stock. I think he's got like 12% right now,
but he's got so much money.
And, on Ernie's call last week, Musk, who currently holds 13%, explained that with a 25% with stake,
yes,
he can't totally control the company, but he would have strong influence.
Gross.
The judge decided that because Musk was a controlling shareholder with potential conflict of interest, the pay package must be subject to a more rigorous standard.
Right. Of course.
200-page decision.
Jesus. Holy fuck.
Musk had extensive ties with the persons tasked with negotiating.
So he's negotiating against himself for this compensation package. Is that right?
For his and his buddies are going to help decide.
Oh, good. His friends. How much money?
The judge concluded the only suitable remedy was for Musk's compensation package to be rescinded. In the final analysis, Musk launched a self-driving process, recalibrating the speed and direction along the way as he saw fit.
Right.
The process arrived at an unfair price, and through this litigation, the plaintiff requests a recall.
It's funny that they would use the metaphor of building a car or something.
That's why she did it, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Why does his cars, and why did the steering wheels fall off?
And by the way, this was in Delaware, which is notorious for sucking up to corporations. There's a reason the corporations around the country incorporate in Delaware.
Right, because their laws are lax. There's not a lot of oversight.
One securities analyst said the fact that they lost this in Delaware court is a jaw dropper. It's unprecedented, a ruling like this. I think going in, investors thought it was just typical legal noise. Nothing was going to come out about it.
Yes.
The fact that they went head to head with Tesla and Musk and the board and voided this is a huge legal decision.
Well, wait, I mean, he's still going to get his compensation package. It's going to be less.
It's going to be a lot less than $55 billion.
Will it be? I mean, will it be more than a million? I mean, will it be enough for him?
It's going to be billions.
I'm just kidding. I mean, what does he care? How much money does Elon Musk need to not be a cunt? I guess a whole lot.
Meanwhile, I didn't check. Let me check Tesla's stock price today.
I'm sure it's doing what it's doing
today
well.
Today was a crazy day with the markets.
Yeah, but Tesla's still fine. Everybody loves it. They love his dumb electric car that doesn't go as long as it's supposed to. It just dies.
Down two more percent today.
Damn.
It's 187 and change.
Fix the car's battery life.
A share.
Make it so the steering wheel doesn't fall off. That will help the price of the stock.
So 187, and a month ago, it was 250.
What? That is a drop, isn't it?
That's a big drop.
Wow. You must.
He lost $50 billion.
What do you mean?
$15 billion in net worth, I think.
That, Elon, should make you mad, right? In net worth? $15 billion?
Yeah.
Over these dumb fucking cars that barely get out of the way when a toddler's coming down the fucking road? These shitty fucking cars can't drive itself. It's some crooked, weird-ass compensation package. Elon Musk he's such a... This is something about that guy. He's impossible.
Tesla, so far in 2024, in the 31 days of 2024, has lost over $94 billion in market valuation.
Shit!
He's great. Fuck. He's got the magic touch, doesn't he? He loses $40 billion, $34 billion, or whatever. It's worth like 10
I mean, are people not losing their mind at Tesla over this?
With X, he lost all that money and a value. He drove X into the ground.
Doesn't this piss off his shareholders?
Yeah, that's why they fucking sued.
My God, quit burning the money up.
And you know what? I don't think this guy was like the guy that sued. Yeah. I think he had like 10 shares.
Well, yeah.
I don't think you need to be a big, you don't need to be a giant shareholder to take these motherfuckers to court.
I mean, what the fuck?
If you can prove that there's shenaniganry going on.
Yes.
And he got knocked out of number one richest person in the world.
Right.
Because of it. He's down to number two.
He gives a shit about that.
Well, I don't know if he cares about it, but
guys.
Bernard Arnault is number one.
Yes.
Jeff Bezos, number three.
Right. Shit.
All these poor billionaires.
Yeah, I mean, what does a billionaire do when they cry? I mean, when they're crying, what do they do? I mean, well, I don't know. I mean,
they have seven brown people run to dab their face.
I bet they have servants that have to pretend that they're upset as well. Oh, I'm so sad. The master is sad. Jeff Bezos' servants must be sad when he's sad, correct?
Everybody has to be sad, yeah. Larry Ellison is fourth. Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, fifth.
Yes.
Larry Page, Google.
Right.
Is next. Warren Buffett.
Yes.
Bill Gates is eighth.
Yay!
Sergey Brin, the other Google guy, is ninth. And Steve Ballmer, the other Microsoft guy, is 10th.
Oh, shit. Jeez. 10th?
He only has 120 billion.
Oh, okay. That's so embarrassing. Can I only have this many zeros? Oh, that's so sad.
That these motherfuckers even exist is
it sucks.
They
sound like shitty people.
Crime
too.
Against humanity.
I mean, does it sound like fun to have a conversation with that Elon Musk?
Who are you?
I don't know.
Are human? You Joe Rogan? Were you?
Oh God, I don't know.
Where you never have to take Viagra again, just to think back about being in the same room with
God,
him.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Yes,
you just must. It must be all these ideas bouncing around in your head all the time. It must be exhausting.
Oh yeah.
Oh, so hard to be Elon.
What's it like in Joe Rogan's mind? Then is it just like a museum that's closed down for the weekend? Nobody's in there. The night watchman asleep next to a fucking diorama with a moose in it and a guy with a musket. Shit.
That's
it's weird.
It's Rogan's brain.
Get me out of here. That cricket's fucking with me.
I've got another story here.
Yes.
Let me close
Woo.
A story about James Carville saying we got to keep our foot on his heel on his neck and twist it.
Right.
They're going to scream, look at the violence. It's violence. Look at them calling for violence.
Quit gaslighting me. Stop it.
Meanwhile, they actually are calling for violence.
Right.
Let's see. Shitty rich people.
Oh, sure,
more,
Pat.
Another story about this.
I can't get enough of this bullshit.
This is Louisiana, our almost neighbor.
Yes.
A couple hours away.
Right.
As Southern Louisiana is experiencing a freshwater shortage, Ryan.
Oh, no.
Residents are being asked to conserve water.
No, fuck you. That's my freedom. Wait a second. Louisiana's out of water?
Yes. Freshwater shortage.
There's a fucking whole river that runs through
Southern Louisiana.
Again, in Southern Louisiana, there's rivers and stuff. Plenty of fresh fucking water. What's going on?
Residents are being asked to conserve water. Meanwhile, Venture Global company has been using millions of gallons for the construction of a new facility.
Of course, and I'm sure they bought the rights to an aquifer, or they didn't even buy the rights. They just took it.
They began building their liquefied natural gas plant in 2021,
Ooh.
One of the largest such projects in the country. Since then, the company has used tens of millions of gallons of fresh water
Yay!
To make concrete.
Concrete? But Can we drink it first and then piss it back into the concrete?
And let's not forget, this is how much money is going into LNG, which we should not be using anymore. We should be turning away from fossil fuel.
Right, right. This is a crazy fucking story.
They're
stealing the water.
I don't know how you pronounce this in Plaquemines. Plaquemines.
Plaquemines.
Plaquemines.
Plaquemines.
Parish, which is what they strangely call counties down there in Louisiana. Where the facility is being built is short of fresh water because of saltwater intrusion. Following 2 years of below average rainfall in the Midwest, the flow of the Mississippi isn't strong enough to keep saltwater from the Gulf from creeping upstream to contaminate the water supply.
Well, okay, you know, that's Jesus. What are we going to do about that? But, I mean...
global warming.
Oh, that's right. And Jesus as well, you know. But why can't you make concrete with salt water? Who cares? You don't drink it.
At the same time, the local government urged residents to conserve water because of a surge in demand.
Nine!
In August, while Venture Global was using over 1 million gallons, over 13% of the water in the entire district.
Hey, you fucks. Again, why are you using fucking fresh water to make concrete? I bet you it doesn't matter. Put salt water in that bitch. Who fucking cares?
It might make a difference.
Please, it's fucking water with a little salt in it.
Besides residents being urged to use less water, there have been times when sufficient fresh water wasn't available for everyday life.
Well, the concrete's thirsty. I don't know what to tell you.
A mother in the area said that she resorted to bathing her then 18-month-old daughter in a reusable tote bag using gallons of bottled water. When she tried using the bathtub, hardly any water came out.
Because they're putting it in the concrete.
Schools in the area have been had to go without air conditioning because there wasn't enough water available for the chillers to work properly.
Dear Jesus, please make people love children more than concrete. People are dying of thirst because we're pouring the water into concrete.
Steps have been taken to protect New Orleans, about 20 miles north of the new facility, but residents of Plaquemines Parish aren't getting much help. Local advocates wrote a letter to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, in October, urging the commission to deny certification for Venture Global, stating that the industrial use of water is unconscionable given that local people do not have water for basic needs. But just a few days later, Keith Hinckley, the parish president, wrote to the FERC to say Venture Global's water consumption was insignificant. and the company is a great neighbor.
Listen, they don't have...
Well, he's got the CEO of Venture Global's cock in his mouth.
Right. Well, it's a shame that guy doesn't pee water because that's what everyone needs. People need water to drink so they don't die, even though you need concrete, correct?
Yes.
People have to drink water. This is a basic thing for society. Listen to this story. This is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. Take the water for these dumb concrete fucks, punish them for stealing it, and let people that need water drink it.
So there's the headline. Company draws millions of gallons of water while state residents barely have enough to live.
That should have been the headline on the HuffPo instead of that dumb oil story. I mean, that's a real story. People in America don't have water because we'd rather give it to a concrete company.
Yeah.
Fuck that. That's our water. Fuck them.
And we always go back to Nestle because that evil motherfucker that runs Nestle literally has said that he thinks that corporations should be able to buy water sources and own it and say, nope, this is our corporation's water. Screw the people.
Well, then why don't you own the air too? Why don't you lease the air out?
Oh, wait.
The breathable area.
Why not? Yeah. Why?
Well, I mean, it kind of happens, right? Areas with higher levels of pollution, that's where poor people live.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos and all you dumb rich fucks, do you think this is going to sustain? One day people are going to come for your shit and it's going to be oh so nasty because you're so nasty and you did nothing to stop it.
Yeah.
Stupid fucks.
One, a law in Patland would be if you own a polluting facility, you live downwind, close
yes
to that, or downriver, close to that facility. You must live there.
And everybody eats and everybody drinks, or else.
Oh, jeez.
Or else.
Yeah, whatever.
You know what I mean? That's that. People aren't scared of that. These rich fucks should be scared of these people that are starving. You should be scared that there's so many people to go without in this country. Because eventually everybody's going to figure out that it's you, you fucks. And then you're done. And you're fucking toast, you stupid assholes. You're giving the water to the concrete company. Go fuck yourselves. Are you kidding? Come on.
And a fucking LNG facility, which we don't need. We shouldn't have.
Get out the pitchforks.
We should be done with this. We should be, all of our money should be going into clean, sustainable, renewable energy.
Yeah.
But no, people are going without water so these rich cunts can build their gas burners.
Yeah, what are you doing with this? Yes. Fuck you. And fuck concrete, I guess. I can't make it with salt water. Figure it out. Figure out how to do it without the water people need to drink.
What else have we got going on here?
God, these bastards.
Oh, yeah. We live in shitty times. Shitty times where evil wealthy people are destroying everything.
That's right.
Literally.
Yes.
Everything.
I wish they would stop. Well, they can't. They're capitalists. They can't take it. They have to have more and more and more and more and more.
Let's see. We've got... I just saw this headline on the side. Wife tries to kill husband after his ex from 60 years ago sent a card.
No shit.
Jesus Christ. Oh, guess what state, Ryan?
Florida.
Dang.
The gunshine state, everybody.
A Florida woman tried to kill her husband after he received a postcard from an ex-girlfriend whom he dated 60 years ago.
A postcard?
Bertha Yalter has been charged with one count of second-degree attempted murder after she allegedly tried to smother her husband after a dispute regarding mail sent by her husband's ex-partner.
Smother?
Ex-partner. It was 60 years ago.
I assume this would be a gun story, like somebody got shot. But this
he's got to be in his 80s.
An attempted smothering.
If it was 60 years ago. Mm-hmm. North Miami police responded to a call from a home in the Eastern Shores neighborhood of North Miami Beach after a domestic incident at 3:40 p.m. Sunday.
Boo.
Police officers found the victim in an extremely fragile condition with several serious bruises and open lacerations.
Yes.
Open bite marks that were bleeding.
Jesus.
He was taken to hospital by police.
Hello.
He said his wife attacked him after he received mail from a love interest he had in the 60s.
Bite marks? Jeez.
Be
careful getting your mail these days.
The couple have been married for more than 50 years. What a wonderful 50 years it must have been.
It's kind of romantic.
If this is how it's going.
Well, these days, usually this kind of violence would be the result of something electronic, but this is a physical piece of mail. Isn't that romantic in a way? Or no? Not really.
On whose part?
No, I don't know.
Whose part is it romantic? The bites?
Nice. It's nice. It's a postcard. Stupid tweet or an email. It's always something electronic. It's nice that this story is, it's a physical something.
Oh, well, this obviously shows he's got Stockholm syndrome. The criminal, her defense lawyer said, here's the bottom line. This is a couple who's been married for 51 years. That makes it okay?
Oh, yes, for these assholes.
God, what is wrong with these people?
They're nuts.
The police overcharged this case in the extreme. Our client's husband said he's perfectly fine. He regrets the argument. He regrets what happened.
No matter what is in your mailbox, nobody should get smothered, right?
I'm very confident we're going to get this case resolved quickly and favorably. She tried to kill him.
Yeah, man. Listen, I don't give a shit how the mail comes in. You can't kill somebody over mail. You can't.
So they want it downgraded to domestic battery instead of attempted murder.
But she did try to kill the guy.
Prosecutor said that smothering him amounts to attempted murder.
Yes. It's attempted smothering, then, which is murder.
Oh, the state's attorney said she also admitted to urinating on him. So I think if you look at the totality of circumstances, this appears to be more than a domestic battery situation.
Right. I mean, it seems it's just, you know, God.
Good God. It's like,
let me go from here on out. I'll go to them. I'll go pick up the mail first to see what happens.
Hashtag Florida. Oh,
yeah. What city in Florida again?
North Miami Beach.
Oh, okay. Jeez, guys. Calm down.
What else have we got? Oh, we've got an update on, do you remember that, the airplane that the door blew off of it?
Oh, yeah.
The Alaska Airlines.
That fucking Boeing plane. Nobody screws those planes together properly.
Well, now it turns out, they believe that, if I can get this to fucking open.
Yeah, it turns out that they did a lot of shit wrong. And they did a lot of shit wrong often and didn't really care about these fucking planes. Something along those lines.
Here it is. Bolts needed to secure part of an Alaska Airlines jet that blew off in midair appear to have been missing. When the plane left the Boeing factory.
What does that mean?
They didn't even put the bolts in it.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. They would. I remember when this story happened, they were like, we are investigating this internally. Internally. Not necessary.
Boeing and other industry officials increasingly believe the plane maker's employees failed to put back the bolts when they reinstalled a 737 MAX 9 plug door after opening or removing it during production, according to people familiar with the matter. The increasingly likely scenario is based partly on the apparent absence of markings on the Alaska door plug itself that would suggest the bolts were in place.
See, Boeing is trying to distance themselves. It's like these employees of Boeing didn't put the bolts in. No, no, no. Boeing didn't put the fucking bolts in. I didn't think I said it that last time.
I don't know why we're spiking so much all of a sudden today.
Yeah. But Boeing didn't put the bolts in. That's what happened. Boeing didn't put the bolts in. Not the Boeing employees. Fuck these people.
The National Transportation Safety Board has been conducting metallurgical analysis of the plug door, but hasn't released the results of the testing yet. The laboratory tests might show whether the bolts were in place or they're not there at all.
Yay! Fuck these people. Fuck your bolts. Fuck Boeing. I want to hear somebody in my government come out and say, fuck these motherfuckers. They don't even care enough about their passengers, about these Americans, to put bolts in their planes. God, go fuck yourselves. And then these assholes, I remember this story. They had the nerve to say, well, there was something was wrong with the pressure reading. We couldn't figure out what was going on. So we only had this fucking plane on flights that were above land.
Right.
But here's what happened. You knew that those bolts weren't in there anyway. Fuck you and fuck your lies. See, they're absconding. These employees forgot to put on the bolts. Bullshit. Yeah, they did. And a lot of other people didn't notice. The fucking heads needs to roll over this fucking shit.
Boeing having a rough time because on Sunday, a United Airlines flight was forced to make an unplanned landing after a scary discovery was made. The Boeing 737 departed Harry Reid International Airport in Vegas on Sunday morning, was forced to divert from its destination after they found the windshield cracked in mid-flight.
Yeah, the windshield's cracking. There's no bolts. People don't give a shit at Boeing, I guess, when you're putting together these fucking planes.
That's crazy.
Well, it sounds normal for these fucks. All these planes don't have bolts. It would be crazy if you found a plane that had the right amount of bolts, apparently. Holy shit, guys. Get your fucking shit together. Dude, Pete Buttigieg is going to hear about this. He's going to fuck you guys up. What the fuck? People need to go to jail over this shit. We ride in these planes, fooling ourselves, I guess, that they're safe. They're supposed to be safe. You're not putting the bolts in. Go fuck yourself. You fucking losers. You don't even care about your job enough to put the bolts in the fucking plane. Why should we think your planes have bolts in them now? We should assume they don't. And how long did you know? How long did you know? I bet if you subpoenaed some emails, you'd find out that a lot of people knew that they were fucking around with the bolts. And nobody said shit. I bet that's what happened. And I bet there needs to, that God damn it, the Senate needs to pull some people in. And there needs to be a goddamn hearing over these planes that aren't made properly. What the fuck? That is insane.
We've got a couple more Republicans that are, you know, showing tiny little hair, human hair diameter size spines about Trump wanting this border deal and, you know, funding for Ukraine and Israel package to get scuttled.
Right.
Trump doesn't want it to happen.
My diaper scuttled. I scuttled in my diaper.
Even after Mitch the bitch and Schumer put together a bipartisan deal.
Schumer.
Lisa Murkowski of Alaska,
yes,
Republican, is unhappy members of her own party are working to tank the bipartisan immigration reform deal.
Oh, welcome to the party, Lisa. Your fellow GOPians fucking suck. Fucking suck.
Murkowski called out Republicans trying to block the bill from coming up for a vote because Trump is demanding it be stopped so that he has an issue to campaign against Biden.
Yes, of course. We all know this. Thank you.
She said, quote, "It was the Republicans, I will remind you, that told the Democrats months ago, if you want to try to get your Ukraine funding, you're going to have to take up the border issue. This is what we asked for." Even Lankford, a lunatic.
Yes.
Of Oklahoma, their yes. senator there, was in on it. He was in on writing this deal.
Yes.
And he's a nut. She said, "This is what we asked Senator Lankford to negotiate. It's what he did. He did it in good faith. So we should take up what he asked for."
But you're the Republicans. You don't do anything in good faith. You lie exactly. and you cheat. What is the surprise here, Lisa? Fuck you. Fuck you and your whole fucking party.
Lankford, on CNN said, Trump suggested over the weekend that Republicans should vote down the bill because it's a betrayal. Lankford said, "It's certainly not a betrayal, actually. We've got to be able to deal with issues in law. That's how we actually deal with things here in America."
You don't give a shit. Because you know what the real story is? This isn't about the border. This is about the fact that in Ukraine, they're not getting money to fight the Russians right now. Right. And you don't give a shit. And that is crazy.
Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, where corporations get preference for water.
Yeah, this concrete is thirsty.
Also slammed Trump's efforts to kill the bill. He said, quote, "Does he have access to the bill? Doesn't seem that way. It hasn't been released. How does he know it's a betrayal if he hasn't read it? I mean, don't be ignorant. Read the bill."
Don't be ignorant. Don't be ignorant. Go fuck. Who do you think these people are?
Right. So we're still waiting to see. It's still probably dead on arrival in the House, though.
Vladimir Putin loves this strategy by the Republicans, by the way. He fucking loves this because that guy can wait out the Ukrainians.
Right.
They need our money to fight Russia because we don't want Russia to get a foothold in Europe. Why am I explaining? Russia's bad. Russia bad.
Good news on the way out here.
Oh, okay.
The House of Representatives revealed on Monday that it has been subpoenaed by the Department of Justice.
Oh.
As part of a grand jury investigation.
Insurrection.
While it was initially unclear what the DOJ was investigating, Jake Sherman of Punch Bowl News reported afterwards the DOJ is now looking at a House Democrat for allegedly misusing government money intended for personal security.
Okay.
But that was the thing. I think that I even fell for it because I thought it was against the Republicans.
Yeah.
But that's what they're saying. I don't know if that's true.
Who is they?
The Republicans are saying.
Oh, fuck them.
Although their veteran congressional reporter Jamie Dupree noted a lack of specific jurisdiction is highly unusual. When the speaker is notified of a subpoena, the name of the court is always included. This one just says grand jury subpoena for documents issued by the Department of Justice.
Okay.
So others have been speculating that this is the beginning of them starting to look at scumbag insurrectionists.
Oh my God. About fucking Congress. Time. Holy fucking shit, guys.
But we don't know for sure.
That would be great. It's January 31st of 2024. Thank you for finally doing that. Thank you for getting around to it. Good job.
God, do we have time? God. I don't know if we have time for this one. We may have to save this for Friday.
Ooh.
Well, this was Sharona Bishop.
Yes.
Speaking, she's a right-wing nut job. Speaking at Turning Point Action Conference.
Okay.
She purported to be part of Mike Lindell's team, told the audience that she's close enough to Mike Lindell that she too, quote, was raided with the battering ram. She is accused of leaking personal information and voting data from Mesa County, Colorado.
Oh, wow.
And handing it over to QAnon lunatics.
Yeah.
That alleged data theft got the FBI involved, which is why her home was searched by what she called large teams of heavily armed federal agents using a battering ram to break down doors.
Well, hey, why didn't QAnon come to your rescue or whatever the fuck that is?
Right. Why didn't QAnon warn you?
How is QAnon letting the deep state do such things to you? How sad.
I'm with this team and with Mike Lindell because he has kept every single promise he's ever made. The first person we called was Mike Lindell. And probably the last one we call when this is all over. To thank him for his steadfastness, his courageous, character rich. Have you ever seen anything like it? No. Losing everything to gain a country. That's what we're doing right now. Oh, the last God. 2 years to watch Mike Lindell put all of this together in the face of unbelievable odds.
Wow. And the envelope, please.
Jeez. In the face of unbelievable odds.
You give it up for Meryl Streep.
We'll play more of this on Friday because it's just ear candy.
That's impressive.
She's breaking down. Defending poor Mike Lindell, who's doing everything to save this country, Ryan.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Because that's what we're doing.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, friend of Mike Lindell.
Right.
Yeah. What a crazy person.
We got to get out of here.
Yay.
We'll be back on Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Where's my music? There it is. Don't forget to check out what Ryan's doing at Radar Comedy, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, X. And RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also, freaking Vile.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link. CrabDiving.com/Amazon does help us out here. We appreciate it. We'll be back on Friday for Faithless Friday. Bye bye.
Fuck Trump.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/CrabDiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. At Crab Diving.